Anything that you find in the holler, but don't touch your sister, she's mine.
So rolling now.
The race of men conquer valleys and glens. We build huge towers in the sky. We're strong and we're bold, though it be hot or cold. We'll fight everyone till we die.
Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode of The Cranky Old Bastard, and you are here online with a bastard and me.
What, no theme music tonight?
No, that was a little bit of theme music. You didn't hear it?
I didn't hear no theme music.
Well, I heard it. It's playing at my end, so it's being recorded.
I feel ripped off. I didn't get any fucking goddamn theme music.
I don't know
you
to tell
rat
you, dude.
Bastard. Don't be so fucking cheap. Get some better equipment.
Never...
You just can't fucking find good help nowadays.
Can you hear that?
We'll never see her.
All I hear is you saying, can you hear that?
Well, you're shit out of luck. I guess you'll have to listen to the podcast later to prove that the music's there.
Fuck that.
I have no idea why it's not coming through for you.
With your level of incompetence, Apple's got a job for you. You can become their next CEO.
Well, that'd be nice. That pays very well. I guess the internet's going to miss old Steve Jobs. Not me, but, you know, I really don't like the guy much, but...
Yeah, but you're a fucking sellout anyways.
Well, not exactly. I have started to use some of their products, but...
New Apple CEO Tim Cook. I'm thinking printers.
Huh? What?
The new Apple CEO, Tim Cook,
yeah.
Says, I'm thinking printers.
He's thinking printers.
Yeah, of getting into the printer manufacturing business.
Well, see, that he's really fucking stupid then, man. Apple's built themselves a very good niche, and they've become very good at what they do. Why start into something that someone like Canon actually should be dominating to the best of their ability? Yeah. If Canon would make their ink cheap, they'd probably be able to dominate.
Well, he called a meeting of the shareholders and members of the press last Thursday morning to announce that he has envisioned printers as the company's future. Laser, inkjet, double-sided, color, black and white, in the future of technology is in printers.
I think he's losing his fucking mind because print is actually, because of the iPad, print is disappearing.
Yeah.
I mean,
he says, I'm absolutely... Hang on.
Go ahead. Let me hear the rest of it.
I'm absolutely convinced of that, Cook explained to a packed auditorium as a montage of printers and people using printers played on a screen behind him. What is the one thing people will always need? It's obvious. Printers. Printers with fax machines. Attached printers that collate and staple. Perhaps a printer that makes photocopies. Anything's possible. It's called innovation. Cook concluded his remarks by assuring investors the release of the upcoming Apple products, such as the iPhone 5, which they've already lost one of, would be postponed for at least 4 years so that the company could throw all its resources.
Okay.
No, this is I'm going to put this up in the notes right now.
You said the Apple iPhone 5 was going to be postponed.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. 4 years.
Yeah, you are reading a joke, dude.
I am not reading a joke.
You are.
I'm not. I'm going.
What website is it on? The Onion?
Yeah.
You don't think The Onion's serious now, do you?
Hey, it came to me through Dig.
Yeah, well.
It's got to be. Hey, if I'm reading it on the internet, it's got to be true.
Yeah, that's right. If it's on the internet, it's got to be true. For some, I was thinking, man, you got to be nuts. Because even their new CEO of Apple's not so fucking stupid as to think printers have a future. Printers don't have much of a future anymore. You know, they're going to be minimal amount of printer. To be honest, you know, I've like you said, I'm not a sellout, but I have started to use a couple Apple products and found them to actually be pretty decent products. And in particular, I started using an iPad. Since I started using my iPad, the amount that I print has dropped by 98%. I have stopped printing stuff. I just fire it over to my iPad and read it there.
I'm a photographer, so I'm going to keep fucking printing. So screw you.
Well, you'll still need printing for photography occasionally, you know, for people who want those cherished memories framed or put up in print. It won't happen as often as it used to. But it's printers are they'll still have a place, but you know they won't be a major focus anywhere. That's for damn sure. Well, we don't really have a whole hell of a lot to bitch about this week, do you?
No, actually, you know, this week is actually going to be more praising people.
Really? Praising
people? Yeah. Before we get on to praising people, the ABC's Karaoke Battle USA.
Oh, joy.
What is it? And next, what is next for TV and reality? Okay, like they've actually got a TV show now where you get karaoke stars facing off against one another.
I've got a TV show for everything.
Oh, fuck yeah. That was nice. Next is going to be chronic masturbators going at one another.
Well, have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
No.
Oh, you really got to see that. It's become like a cult film, sort of like Rocky Horror Picture Show, and you'll have to check it out. It's hilarious. It discusses the whole premise of the movie is how stupid our society is becoming, and that in effectively 500 years, the total IQ of our planet will be less than 50.
That's combined.
No, but seriously, and what you just talked about, the Masturbation Network was one of the television shows they portrayed in this show. So it was just, it's funny. You gotta check that movie out. It's actually quite hilarious.
What's it called?
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. All right. Well, yeah. And then there, remember the conversation we were having just after we did the last podcast about camel toads?
Camel toads. Okay.
TOADS. You know the woman that found the letter from her godson?
Oh yeah. Back to his friend. That kind of stupidity. Yes.
Yeah. Saying, and she was really concerned. She wanted to know what these camel toads were. Like, are they the frogs that people lick, or is it some kind of new drug? Why was he going down the pool to see the local public pool to see if he could find any camel toads? Is it a new kind of drug?
He's a normal male.
should she phone his parents and let them know? Should she be concerned? Should she phone the police and let them know about this new epidemic of camel toads?
Yes, camel toads. That's a new epidemic. We need more of them in the world.
We do. There should be more camel toads. Mind you, I was out at the Sandage Fair today. And watching the equestrian events, and oh my God, I knew I loved riding for a reason. I mean, all those tight spandex pants.
Yeah. Some of them riders are pretty nice in their spandex pants.
Yeah, it's like that. I had to wait all day until the adults came on because, like, you're looking at it wasn't okay when you got into the 18-year-old, 19-year-old girls, but you. Before that, it's just like, okay, yeah, they're kids. So two kids get thrown because some fucking parent wasn't paying attention to their kids. The kids were sticking balloons through the fence and spooking the horses.
Sears Big Labor Day Sale is on now with amazing deals like an extra 30% off fashion clearance. Plus, save $640 on this Kenmore washer dryer pair and save $100 on this
Kenmore. Show up on the podcast just fine.
What's that?
I opened up the website there for the California school superintendent takes an $800,000 pay cut.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what the hell? I can't believe a public official actually took a pay cut willingly.
Yep. And, you know, I think that the man deserves fucking a medal. Because he took an $800,000 pay cut.
He's going to reduce his $250,000 salary to $31,000.
Yep.
My God. A leader who's actually leading by example. Fuck. There can't be too many of them.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Well, you know what's amazing, though, is this is the U.S., of course, where they don't. But in Japan, when companies started going down and losing money, the first people to cut their pay were the CEOs.
Yeah.
The CEOs were the first ones to take pay cuts before their workers and employees were handed pay cuts. I thought that was excellent display of leadership. Is that if I want you to do it, well, I got to do it. So yeah, that's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it shows that the guy's actually leading by example. Mm-hmm. He actually believes in what he's doing, and he wants to see something other than dummies coming out of the school system.
Yeah, well.
No, unfortunately, that's all going to be eaten up by other shit. But the fact that, you know, he figured that he wanted to do it that way, and that's how he was going to do it, then I think he deserves kudos for that. Kudos!
Yeah, there's some interesting articles in
Bad.
There's some interesting interesting references in here too about other things in California, though other ridiculously high paid public officials, such as the prison surgeon who doesn't even treat patients that makes $770,000. Do you find that number interesting? $777,000 a year. Yeah. You ever pay attention to some of these really, really strange numbers out there in the world? How they just sort of fit unusually. But anyway. So anyway, So the guy doesn't do fuck all, but he still makes over $700,000 a year. I want his job.
Yep. Exactly. You betcha he's a chronic masturbator too.
Sure. Maybe he's gonna start up the masturbation network. He's got all the extra money, nothing to do with it.
Okay, come on, Republicans against science. Here we go.
Republicans are always against science, aren't they?
Against science. Of course, yeah. Well, you know, because they can't pull their heads out of their ass.
Well, you know.
It's just taking a long time for the website to load up.
Their heads are always in their ass. Well, you know, that's what happens. They're Republicans. They're against science. What the hell do they have a website? They shouldn't have a website. They're against science. They're against science. They shouldn't be using the web. They should be out there with the Amish.
According to Gizmodo.com, mm-hmm. federal court says you can record the cops. Well, fuck, there's a TV show on in the background that's playing. It's called Cops. It proves that you can. okay. ThinkProgress.org. Bachman. Hurricane was a message from God to Washington about spending.
Oh, yes, that's what it was. Yeah, it was a message that wasn't loud enough, God. Try again. Actually, I think there's another hurricane heading that way, isn't there?
Surely, if you're God, you should be able to like pick up the telephone and call Barack Obama and say, yeah, look, Barack, look, you're spending far too much, okay? And then Barack will just say, well, you know, it was Bush's fault.
It was his fault, man. It was his fault over there. He did it, not me. Yeah, they always.
Oh, Fox News flack hides behind anonymity. Fox News flack hides behind anonymity to attack Jon Stewart.
Really? Fox News?
They love Jon Stewart.
You gotta put that link up. I like Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart is my only source of real news for the U.S. Come on. His joke news is more real than the shit you see on Fox. Or for that matter, ABC or NBC, MSNBC. You know, whatever long list of fucking acronyms you can throw together. But yeah, Jon Stewart's actually pretty entertaining. I like Jon Stewart.
Look, it's now a happy dog.
See, that's what you get when you raise your cow to be a pagan.
Balloon dog.
Yeah,
that I'm making
anything.
It into a very happy balloon dog.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yes.
It's because my head. I can hear you. My headset sucks. I know.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Someone keeps saying he's going to buy me one for my birthday.
I'm surprised they didn't. I'm surprised that Verizon didn't trademark that saying so that nobody else could ever use it again without paying them money. That's something I've always got to bitch about. You ever see some of the sayings that all these companies got trademarked that are just common everyday language things? Can't think of any at the moment though.
Yeah. You're fired.
You're fired. Oh yeah, the asshole's got that trademark, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, you're fired.
Well, fuck him.
Yeah, done. Well, no, actually, they refused. They turned him down for it.
Oh, okay.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, there. Hacking Jon Stewart, the Think Progress.
There we go.
So let's see. Washington Post Howard Kurtz reports that during the gathering with reporters in Denver yesterday, Daily Show host Jon Stewart ripped Fox News, saying the network's fair and balanced slogan is an insult to people with brains.
Yeah!
And that Barack Obama could cure cancer, and that they figured out a way to frame it as an economic disaster. Okay, so Barack Obama could cure cancer, and they figured out a way to frame it as an economic disaster. And you know, if you're gonna attack someone, give your fucking name, okay?
Yeah. Well, that's what I always say. You know, if you don't have balls enough to put your name to it, it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Let's see.
This is funny. The Fox News is saying that a research center study showed that Fox Network has the most balanced audience in cable news. 39% Republicans and 33% Democrats. So they've got, what is that? That's just over 72% of idiots.
Yeah. And the rest are rednecks.
And the rest are rednecks. They haven't figured out yet.
Inbred rednecks.
Vote. Do I register or I'll just do my sister again.
Vote. Hell no. We don't want no draft around here. I burned my draft card. Okay. Palin. Okay. Palin, whatever her name is.
Palin. She was pretty hot when she ran for president last time. Did you see those nice photos circulating of her around the web? No. She wasn't president. She was running for vice president. I still thought she was pretty hot, though, for a 40-some-year-old woman.
Palin claims a VP is in charge. In charge of the U.S. Senate.
Vice President is technically in charge of the U.S. Senate, I believe. If you look at the U.S. Constitutional or the U.S. Organization of their law structure, I believe the Vice President is either in charge of the Senate or Speaker of Congress is something else. So yeah, the Vice President's in charge of something. He's got to justify his pay for something.
Well, hang on, just hang okay. on.
No. Just. I just want to throw in my two cents every chance I get.
We're looking for that. See, okay, now while we're on the topic of government and politics, you see our local premier has said that she's not going to call an election until 2013 when the next one's due.
She's not going to call it actually, until she's forced to do it.
By law, she should be doing it now because she did not win. She may have won the leadership of her party, but she did not win her seat as the leader of the party, and therefore should not be sitting as premier, because that is against the Canadian the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. She has to.
I thought Canada ran under parliamentary law, parliamentary rule, which meant that if the leadership of the party, the leader of a party disappears, steps down, or whatever, and the party elects a new leader, that leader is the leader until that leader decides to call an election or an election is due. That was the beauty of the parliamentary system, is that the leader can be replaced any time.
I always heard it was the other way around, that they were if the leadership changed, then they had to call an election.
No, I could have sworn I've been here long enough now that I've seen one other time where the leadership changed and they didn't call an election until it was due.
Yeah, but the real reason is that she's not calling the election is because the polls that they've run have told her that she can't win.
She won't win, and the new Democrat Party will fucking get slammed and tossed out of office.
Well, it's the Liberals that are in right now.
Oh, Liberals. Yeah. Fuck. That's right, Liberals. I forget who's running our fucking province. See, they're all the same. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but apparently,
meet the new boss. Same as the old boss.
There's some interesting pictures of our premier floating around.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, she posed nude.
Good for her.
Yeah. Woohoo!
If she did that and those are floating around, if she was smart enough, she'd just own up to them and say, "Yeah, I had a nice bod back then, didn't I?" And that would put an end to the controversy, you know.
And it would get her a lot, fuck of a lot more votes.
Yes, it would. What's funny is a lot of the shit that these politicians go through with these scandals and shit. They try to dodge them and try to hide from them and everything else. If they just owned up to them the moment they were made public and said, "Yep, that happened. Get over it. I apologize." it would just disappear. It'd become a non-issue for them.
Oh, yeah.
They're not smart enough to realize that. They're not smart enough to realize, you know, if I just own up to it, it'll all fucking go away.
Yes, I smoked it, but I did not inhale.
Yeah.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, that's he changed the thinking of an entire generation of Americans that blowjobs are not sex.
But they're not.
And using a cigar as a toy is not sex. And a woman that keeps a cum-stained dress for 2 years is fucking insane.
Okay, now I just had a Freudian slip here. It's supposed to read right wing, but I pronounce it white wing.
Oh, wing. That's close enough. You know,
okay.
Same thing, isn't it?
The right wing reacts with rage to the first Muslim American Miss USA.
Cool, there's a Muslim American Miss USA.
Odd form of affirmative action. Yes! I mean, the girl who won Miss USA was Muslim, and I mean, that would have been interesting to see her in the bathing suit. Burka, burka, burka.
The burka competition.
Well, I say then this was
so
May
17,
2010.
So she's obviously not a full blown Muslim. If she can participate in the Miss USA contest.
She's a fucking hottie.
Oh, I'm certain she is.
She's a fucking hottie.
Miss America. Hang on, I'm gonna. Hottie. No brains, but very hot. It's very seldom that they have a Miss America that has any brains whatsoever. Most of them just go on to obscurity for the rest of their life. They peak at Miss America.
Hang on.
Okay. The progress report by Eric Cantor. No disaster money for you. You hear that? No disaster money for you. You can't have
disaster money. No disaster money for you. No soup for you. No money for you. Okay, there you go. There's a link for the Muslim Miss USA. Oh, so anyways, those who want to find out who I actually am, there's a young English lad. He's riding across Canada on a quadricycle. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did say quadricycle, not tricycle, a quadricycle. And he's raising money for woundedwarriors.ca.
Yeah.
And as you know, I do some work for that charity, and they're sending me a banner and some stuff to give to him, and thanks for raising the money for him.
Cool.
And I'm going to be meeting him as he comes into Victoria.
Ah, cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to meet this guy.
I really don't care if people eventually figure out who I am in this podcast. I mean, it's just my way of fucking venting.
Yeah,
if you got a problem with it, don't hire me.
I really don't give a fuck what they think about me.
Foreclosure fraud continues, and the banks are fabricating documents in the States.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you must have read or heard something about what was happening with the foreclosures down there. If people started challenging their foreclosures, and what happened is they're going to the banks, prove you own this. And the banks can't come up with the documents that proves that they gave out a loan to the property. They can't even come up with the deed for the property because of what happened during the debacle of all of that property going so high. Is what happened was a company would give the mortgage to the buyer, then they would take that mortgage and they would wrap it up with 100 other mortgages and sell it off to an investor who would then wrap it up with another 100 packages of mortgages and sell it off to another investor who would sell it off. So the mortgage would get sold off 4 or 5 times, and by the time it got to the final owner, nobody knows where the fuck the paperwork went because it was just so lost. So these people that are challenging these things are the banks are going, we can't prove it, and they're getting the courts to say, well, you can't prove you own this. I guess they own it because they live there. So fuck off.
Okay, here's something for you. Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, God, what an asshole there. That guy's the most controversial pig on the planet.
Oh, Obama won primaries Pills because Limbaugh. No one... That, just shut up. Stop interrupting me.
Go. No, that's fun.
Stop interrupting me. This way, you know, people don't have to sit there and go, fuck, man, he interrupted him again. Now he's got to say it all again. So shut the fuck up. Rush Limbaugh. Obama won primaries because no one had the guts to stand up and say no to a black guy.
Oh, I didn't know Rush was prejudiced like that, but that's
prejudice.
All right.
Oh, come on, Rush, get out your cross, burn it on the White House lawn.
Yeah.
Let's see if you've got the fucking courage to.
Give him a few more pills. He'll probably have the courage. The guy who used to rail against drug abusers should go to prison when his drug abuse was revealed. It's like, oh, no. Give me another chance. I just made a mistake.
Oh, fuck.
You got to love the guys to say, this should happen, but if they're caught doing the same thing, no, let me free. I'm special. Not him. I'm special. Yeah. That's
so, okay. I want your opinion, okay? We're coming up to the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Ah, yes, 9/11.
And the firefighters, the EMTs, and the police were not invited to the 10th anniversary.
What the fuck?
Yeah. They were good. They weren't invited when it all happened, but they fucking showed up. No one had to invite them. And after so many of their guys lost their lives, yeah. And this really pisses me off, there's how many men and women and that are cops and firefighters and EMTs lost their lives. I mean, yes, it's a shame that everybody else did, but these people lost their lives, and they're not invited to the anniversary, groundbreaking things of the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Fuck you. The mayor of New York needs to be shot and pissed on.
No shit.
Not necessarily in that fucking order.
No shit, man. He's
Now, I'm not telling anyone to go out and shoot the mayor of New York. But if you did, I'd tell you that, you know, fuck, right on.
Oh, fuck, man. What a dickwad. Here, this is for him, although you can't.
I'm a farm animal fucker, a livestock spelunker. I grab my cattle by the ears.
There we go. He's a farm animal fucker. Unfortunately, you can't hear the little snippets today. It's like, just too bad. They'll be there. They'll be there for you.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. But yeah, that's really sad. The firefighters, all the emergency responders deserve serious respect for what they went through in that event. You know, considering they showed up there to help save people's lives and ended up losing their own in a controlled demolition of the buildings. You know, because anyone who can actually believe that jet fuel can melt steel is fucking stupid. Downright fucking stupid. That's kind of like believing in the magic bullet that killed JFK. You believe in that bullet, right? You were a marksman. Weren't you?
Yeah.
And you believe a bullet can do what they said it does, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's a super bullet.
It's a super bullet.
Came from Krypton.
It's like that was super gasoline in those jet planes that fucking melted steel. I know a teeny bit about it. And when I worked as a mechanic, to melt steel, I had to use a fucking blowtorch. I couldn't melt steel with gasoline. I think I tried once. I couldn't even get it hot enough to bang it with a hammer. I mean, come on. So anyway, and it's a shame that they're not being respected for what they did, though. For what they did and what they gave their lives for, they should be respected. All emergency personnel, all military personnel do deserve respect for the jobs that they do, where they're often underpaid and underappreciated. No one cares for them until they actually fucking need them.
Okay, so...
Okay, that's my rant.
Here's one of the... Here's one of the websites, and it says NYDP, your thoughts on the NYDP, FDNY, and EMS officers not invited to September 11th ceremony. They weren't invited to the 10th anniversary ceremony of 9/11. Mayor Bloomberg claims that there's no room for them. 10 years ago, they weren't invited, but they showed up. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. You know, they weren't invited, but they showed up. I think they should fucking crash that party again with their fucking hoses turned full on.
Yeah, wash the mayor's mouth out with soap.
Oh, fuck yeah. Just direct every hose at him. You know?
Fuck, what a dingle.
There might be a sniper there trying to shoot the mayor, so they should protect him.
They should protect him by hosing him down.
Well, you know, the cops may see someone with a gun, and their bullet might just...
Well, the cops can use their newfangled radar guns. what the hell they're called. They've got these, some of these police departments are getting deployed those new weapons. They're not radar, but they're sonic weapons.
Yeah.
That direct sonic noise at people and cause excruciating pain at a distance.
Yeah, they also give you brown trouser time.
What's that?
They make you shit yourself. They make you shit yourself.
Ah, okay. So, here's another lovely one for you. The Republicans of the United States care so much about their country that they're cutting hurricane monitoring funds to save money and so that people won't know when hurricanes are actually going to show up. I mean, why should you want it? You don't want them to know. I mean, let them get fucking slammed by it.
That's because they want to put all the Democrats in the hurricane and the hurricane zones and the trailer parks.
Yeah.
No, but you know,
trailer parks are favored by tornadoes, not hurricanes. Come on.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. You know, two different natural disasters.
Natural disasters that happen mostly in the western U.S. Yeah,
and you can't tell when a tornado's coming. I mean, they strike pretty fucking out of the blue.
No, they have no way of predicting. They predict tornadoes may form, but they have yet to discover a way to accurately predict when one is forming.
Yeah. But I want to get back to something that you just said about the troops and the police and that. I make it a habit, whenever I see a cop, to turn around and say to them, you know, you guys are doing a thankless job, and someone needs to say thank you, so thank you. And I... at the Sandage Fair today, I went up to the guys from the army that were out there doing demonstrations. I said, these guys are reservists, okay? Now, what people don't realize about the way the military works in Canada is the reserve units are usually there, and they supply the troops that go into battle first. The reg force units train everybody, but the reserve units are the ones who are sending their troops into battle first, okay? So, what people really should be doing is every time you see a soldier, go up and say thank you. You know, it doesn't take much. Thank you. Thank you for serving our country. You don't have to agree with the fact that there's a military. You don't have to agree with where they are or what they're doing. Okay? They're there serving your country. They're doing it for piss poor pay. They take a lot of flack. And it's a fucking thankless job.
Yeah.
And our government treats them like shit. So they get enough of that. They don't need it from the citizens. What they need is the citizens to turn around and say, thank you. And more than just one day a year.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's my rant. Because you already know you don't want to get me started on our troops. But fuck, go thank a cop, thank a firefighter, thank a soldier. Fuck, thank your local EMT. You know, they're the people out there keeping us safe. And when we need them, we're the first ones to scream for them.
That's right.
But, you know, when they're doing their jobs, we're the first ones to bitch at them. Oh, motherfucker, give me a fucking ticket. Or the junks that are, the cops are pulling off their own. Oh, fucking goddamn cocksucking cop. But, you know, if someone was to steal their car or steal their booze, help, please. They're the first ones to be calling the fucking cop. Oh, no. There is a story on the news the other day.
What's that?
Guy was walking down Fisgard Street at 3 o'clock in the morning, and his girlfriend was a few paces in front of him, and she disappeared, and he couldn't find her. She just fucking disappeared.
Really?
Yeah. They found her the next morning. Some guys had dropped some keys down a grate, and they pried the grate off, and it dropped inside.
Ah.
So instead of calling someone and saying, yeah, look, there's a grate off on Fisgard Street, and having someone go out there and look after it, you know. She fell into the hole. Ooh. And she was injured.
She survived?
Oh, yeah, she survived. But she was injured. But, I mean, imagine walking along, la-di-da-da-da, where the fuck did my girlfriend go?
Space aliens took her away.
No, we're not in Alberta or Alabama, sorry. And have you noticed that since we've gotten better video cameras, that space alien abductions have decreased dramatically?
No, I hadn't paid any attention.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, we've got personal video cameras. We've got digital cameras that can record all this shit. So why are these things decreasing now?
Maybe the space aliens just don't want to show up right now.
It's just one of these ponderisms that make you go,
Well, you know, it's like coincidences. We all know that there's really no such thing as a coincidence.
Nope. There's not.
Maybe 1% of 1% of the time there's a coincidence. That's
nope.
It.
No such thing as a coincidence.
I've got to happen one of the...
Coincidentally. Coincidentally.
It's those things that all seem to happen at the same time, you know, and you just kind of go, when you stop to think about it, you realize that can't actually happen. You know, it couldn't have happened that way. It's like saying gasoline melts steel.
Yeah.
Or that a bullet can do a 180-degree turn in midair and come out, hit a few bones and come out pristine lying on a gurney.
Yeah. Right. I mean, that might have happened if you were shot on the gurney and it was a magic bullet. But to be transferred to a gurney and have it fall out...
That's the other thing. It just magically fell out of the wound.
And, like, where did like, a third of his brain go? Like, they don't want... All this stuff is supposed to be out there and... It's going to be released soon for people to view it from the National Archives, but I bet you it doesn't get released or something happens.
The stuff that will be released, they'll be limited. I mean, they've already lost JFK's brain. Okay, his brain was supposed to be preserved in the National Archives. What's that?
No, they transplanted it. They transplanted it.
What did they fucking transplant it into? Nobody useful, obviously. Seriously.
Let's see what.
Seriously, if because JFK's brain would have shown absolutely without a doubt the direction of the final bullet impact, especially with today's forensics, because today's forensics can tell so much. You know, I mean they've done an amazing job with the video that was taken using modern cleanup on the video. It's been amazing what's happened. I haven't looked into that in a few years. It's been a few years since every few years I get caught up in, you know, dealing with conspiracy theories, because, you know, conspiracy theories are, you know, lots of fun, just because, you know, if I'm paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get me, you know. But seriously, there's a lot of things that just don't make sense when you actually stop and think about it. On anything like that. I mean, the biggest thing that's occurred since the attacks in New York of 2001 has been the way the world has changed. And it's not changed for the better. It's changed for the worse.
Nope.
You know, it's,
sir, you can't have your nail clippers on the... The airplane.
That one.
You might give someone a manicure.
Might give them a manicure. I'm sorry. You can't take a knife on the plane, but you know when they give you that knife to cut your meat with on the plane, it might be plastic, but those plastic things are actually pretty sharp than some knives.
Yep.
You can do more damage with a piece of plastic. Just ask any prison inmate. I mean, come on. It's sad, you know. Unfortunately, I was actually traveling during that time. I was down in Oklahoma the week of the attack in New York. I was down there.
I remember.
And I flew down there the week before, and I flew down carrying my pocket knife in my pocket. You know, I threw it on the tray, and I went through the inspection, and you know, I carried my extra large bottle of Coke in my bag, and you know, I walked on in my shoes. I didn't have to take my shoes off, which is again the stupidest fucking thing. And it was all good, you know? No problem. Here's your pocket knife, sir. Here's your cigarette lighters, and here's your other shit that you carried on the plane. Coming back, it was the most miserable fucking trip in the world. The only thing that's been more miserable since then is the other times I've had to fly in the States. In particular, I still can't get over taking off my fucking shoes. That's like the most ludicrous fucking thing in the world. It's like, it's kind of like when they do a pat-down of a four-year-old.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to give your four-year-old a body cavity search.
Yeah. Fucking perverts. Fucking perverts. So anyway, I found you a nice website you might want to go visit. It's assholesamongus.com. And a video called United States of Assholes.
Oh, fuck. Hang on. Assholes.
I put the link on the show Among notes Us? For you. Assholesamongus.com. I put the link in the show notes. Yeah, as we come up to the anniversary of the attacks in New York, is going to be interesting. You know what's funny about that is the people that short sold all the airline stock have never been discovered who did that.
Yeah.
And the other amazing thing was there was $1 billion worth of money transfers occurred just before the towers fell. And the hard drives that contain that data were stored in one of the basements of the Trade Center, the World Trade Center. What the fuck are you doing? Is that like, you know, you're playing with
getting
yourself?
A bottle of water.
It sounded like you were fucking crawling out of a paper bag.
No, I'm getting a bottle
bag.
Of water.
At any rate, you're still fucking with shit. At any rate, the hard drives, of course, they were caught up and burned in the fire that occurred, okay? So they were damaged, and they were not readable via a computer. But there was a company in Germany that at that time had the technology to be able to take the hard drives apart, make an image of the disks, pull the data off, and deliver the data back. Those hard drives were actually recovered, delivered to that company in Germany, but you know what happened then? That company in Germany was suddenly bought up by this very large corporation. I can't remember who now. And those hard drives vanished. Coincidence? Sure. That was a coincidence.
Coincidentally.
Coincidentally, nobody knows who is responsible for all that money that transferred and did, and who's responsible for all the short selling of airline stock. Now, who was intelligent enough to realize that airline stock was going to fucking take a nosedive on September 12th to the point where they were able to short sell it at such a point that they made millions, not just thousands, they made millions short selling that stock?
Yeah.
You'd have to be a fucking genie to predict that kind of future. That all the airlines would have their stocks crash.
Billion,
not just one, all
the
of
billion
them.
That you're talking.
Yeah, the billions of money. It was
the
billions there were Visa
that
transactions.
You're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, the billions that you're talking about that were on the hard drives. That's my money. Okay, I'm telling you right now. I'm here to claim it publicly. That's my money, and I want it back.
Oh well, good luck with that.
Matter of fact, I'll even give you a finder's fee of like $10 million.
Sure, why not?
How's that? If you can get me back that $1 billion, I'll give you a finder's fee of $10 million.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It sounds fair. It sounds fair to me.
Here's something actually kind of cool. May as well throw in a little piece of good news every once in a while, right? The Mars rover has found soil that could actually support life. We finished destroying this planet. We can always go terraform Mars and destroy that one next.
Well, did you know that the FBI has been looking for intelligence in the U.S. and they still can't find any?
Oh, fuck it. Intelligence in the U.S. is all gone. think I was discussing something.
Never was any.
I was reading something today about how the U.S. has given. Oh, this is it. Everything that represents the United States, flags, monument, trinkets that you can buy, things like that. None of it's made.
All made in China.
It's all made in China. To make matters worse, New York City has given contracts not to U.S. companies for renovating the subway tunnels, for building a new subway platform, for doing other work around the city, not to U.S. companies, but to Chinese companies.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with that?
Do you know who? Hey, President Obama has got two new battle buses, they're calling them.
Battle buses? What the fuck's
these
a battle
buses
bus?
Are, yeah, they're armored buses. Armored buses that he tours around the country in.
Oh, okay. Why doesn't he fly like everyone else? He afraid he's actually going to get shot down?
Well, these
battle
buses...
Maybe he doesn't like to go through security and take off his shoes.
These battle buses are made by Prevost.
By who? Prevost.
Does that name sound familiar?
Prevost. Oh, that's a fucking Russian company, isn't it? Or is that Chinese?
No. It's a Canadian company.
Prevost.
It's a Canadian company.
Why don't I recognize it?
Well, fuck, they're all around town. They make usually tour buses and that.
Oh, I've never actually paid attention. Sorry.
But, yeah. They're, and, of course, people were in an uproar about it because these things were made in Quebec.
Yeah, you know.
Which, okay, technically it is, but it isn't part of Canada.
Well, it should be part of Canada, or I don't know, it should be part of, what the fuck is Quebec? Quebec's like a hole in the planet that doesn't belong. No, that's the hole that the planet excretes all its
Quebec.
Shit out of.
Quebec, because of its proximity to the U.S.,
yeah,
is the hemorrhoid of North America.
Ah. Okay.
Because the U.S. is the asshole of North America,
and Quebec's its
Quebec home. Is a hemorrhoid.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? It just dawned on me. You know, we have... If you need assholes to flail and beat up, the United States is providing most of them in the world right now. I mean, it used to be you could pick on countries like Russia or Japan or China or Korea. I mean, Korea supplied a really good short asshole for quite some time. But now it's like anytime anyone's beating up anybody, they're always beating up the United States because the United States has become they've become the laughing stock of the world right now. Americans have actually become the laughing stock of the world. It's really kind of sad.
What do you mean become? They have been for quite a while.
Like I said, they've become. They never used to
they've
be.
They've been the laughing stock.
It might have been the last 10 or 15 years, but they never used to be. They didn't used to be the laughing stock of the world.
It all started with Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Actually, it all started in 19...
And when he got impeached...
It actually all started in 1963 of November. 1963 November. That's when it was. It actually all started then. The final sell-off of the United States actually started, though, in 1981. And it started when President Reagan, at the time, fired the air traffic controllers in the states, and the unions actually accepted that. Because the unions accepted that, because the other unions refused to recognize the air traffic controller strike, and they told their unions to cross the strike lines, that was when corporate America knew that the working people no longer had any power. They had no power left, because once they were able to get the unions to break each other like that, they went, fuck, we can destroy this country. We can sell it all off and transfer it off to where we can get people working for a dollar a month to do what we want them to do. And that's what happened.
Hey, if you want people to do web content for you, you can hire Filipinos at like $2. What was it?
$2 an hour,
but you'll have to re-edit it.
Yes. Yeah.
And they'll do all your web content.
Oh yeah, you can hire anybody to do it. I mean, you can hire Filipino graphic guys who are really good at Photoshop to produce stuff for you dirt cheap too. You know, it doesn't take much. Yeah, it's really you can hire, but to them, $2 an hour, that's a lot of money to them. You got to consider. I mean, consider. I mean, I think back when I had my first job in 70, in the late 70s, just, you know, date myself, I earned a whopping $1.87 an hour. But that $1.87 bought me a whole lot. For a $1.87, I could, we'll just take the standard example, movie theater. I could take that $1.87, go to a movie, buy my popcorn, buy my drink, get a hot dog, and get my movie ticket in for that $1.87.
And you still have enough money to get a blowjob on the corner.
Well, maybe, maybe not. Depending on the theater. But it, you think about it now, if you go to the theater for your movie ticket, will cost you $10 to $12. Your popcorn will cost you another $10 to $12. Okay? At your popcorn and drink. So now you spent $25. The average worker in the U.S., their wage is still only $5 to $6 an hour. So they have to now work 4 hours to go to the movies, where I used to be able to do that with 1 hour worth of labor. Okay, do you see the you see the problem? Is everything's gotten expensive, but everything hasn't really gotten expensive. The dollar has just become worth less in more ways than one. You know, if you think about it in aspects of gold, actually, you think about it in aspects of gold, an ounce of gold in 1800 would buy you what? Do you know what an ounce of gold would buy you in 1800? Don't think about the monetary amount. Think about what you could trade an ounce of gold for. And not talking about the whorehouse.
Hot and cold running hookers.
I'm not talking about the whorehouse. Come on. Okay, come on.
How can you not talk about the whorehouse?
Okay. Realistically, an ounce of gold in 1800 would buy you a night's stay at a very nice hotel, a new suit, and an excellent steak dinner, and still have some money left over. An ounce of gold today will buy you exactly the same thing. But yet, that ounce of gold in the 1800s was only worth $20. $20 won't buy you that now.
No.
Because now, what's an ounce of
gold? No, $20 won't even get you a good hooker.
No, $20 won't even get you a bad hooker, dude. That won't even get you the worst of streetwalkers anymore. But, you know, an ounce of gold was $1,800 an ounce. Which means it'll still buy you that very nice suit, a night stay at a very nice hotel, and a very excellent steak dinner, and still have a little bit of money left over.
Yeah.
So gold hasn't lost its value, but the dollar has.
But that $20 might still get you a Catholic altar boy.
Well, it might. Depends on what church you go to, and whether or not the preacher needs more parishioners. But then they all need more parishioners now, don't they? Nobody goes to church anymore.
No, apparently not.
Except during times of stress. I hear church attendance went up within the first couple of years after the attacks of New York. And then, of course, it dwindled again after that. So I guess the Catholic Church needs more fucking disasters. I guess that was the Catholic Church who was behind it all. That's it. The Catholic Church was behind it all so they could get more people into the pews, more butts in the seats. Blame the Catholic Church. Why not? They've blamed everybody else. I mean, come on, let's put the Catholic Church in there and let them be the bad guys for a while. They've been the bad guys for the last 2,000 years.
We need to blame the Scientologist.
Oh, fucking Scientologist, man. Those guys are anal wipes. Beyond belief. You know what's funny is just mentioning Scientologists, we might get slapped with an injunction on that. You know that, right? Scientologists love the fucking Sioux. If you say something bad about Scientology, man, they just freak right out. Especially if you
I'm not saying anything bad about them. I'm saying something good.
They're fucking stupid as hell.
No, I'm saying something good.
Oh, really?
I'm What's saying that they've them? Got their heads shoved up their asses just as far as any other major fucking religion out there.
Oh, wow. No, I think Scientologists have their heads shoved up further up their asses, and they've wrapped it around and stuffed it in a second time. At least some of the other religions are based on the possibility of deities. The Scientologists are based on a admitted fucking piece of fiction.
Jesus Christ was an alien.
L. Ron Hubbard wrote fiction and somebody created a fucking religion around it, and now it's one of the largest religions in the world.
Yeah, well, same thing with Mormonism. You know that.
Well, actually, no. Mormonism is based on a guy who believed he was visited by a god and wrote another edition of the Bible. No, Mormonism is based on the Book of Mormon, which was he supposedly had a set of special specs and some gold plates with writings on them, and he used the specs to translate the gold plates and translated it. He read the specs while sitting behind a curtain to another guy on the other side of the curtain who was taking notes and writing. That's how the Book of Mormon was written. I know. I was actually a member of the Book of Mormon Church for several years. It's actually quite an interesting sect. They're one of the few religions that actually use magic, and most people don't realize that. So, I kind of like them for that aspect. They actually use magic and they don't fear it, whereas every other religion does. But of course, they, like every other religion, are based on some ridiculous text that says, I am a god, write this stuff down and pass it on and become a religion. I know a few others that do the exact same thing. They have a little red book in particular, one of them.
No.
It's no different. It's no fucking different. Every one of
them. No.
They're all the fucking same, dude.
They're not. Hey, do you know what Wicca stands for?
White. Idiot.
Cunt.
Asshole.
Okay. We incompetent can't comprehend anything.
There we go. That's
and if you are Wiccan, it's we incompetents can't comprehend anything normal.
There's religions. There's beliefs. It's all personal, man. It's all personal as to what someone wants to believe. Whatever helps them get through this life. I mean, one of the things that your life prepares you for? What is the biggest thing that a person's life prepares them for?
Death.
That's exactly it. You spend your life preparing for death is what you do.
Yep.
And sometimes you don't get to prepare for it because it might take you sooner, but the majority of people on the planet actually in their life prepared for death. Although some of them in their life prepared for death because they have no brain left and they can't think anymore, but who knows what they might actually be able to think behind the gibberish they put out.
So. Those that have no brain and can't think anymore are usually made president, aren't they? Are they not?
Yeah, well, that was the thing about the United States is that it would eventually elect a president equal to its own collective intelligence. They started doing that with Bush. No, they started doing that with... they started doing that in the 80s. I'm sorry. The most recent one was the best example. I mean, Barack is like every other president-elect. He goes in there with these grandiose ideas, thinks something's going to happen. He gets in there and he realizes he can't fucking do anything. He really has no power at all. And he's just there to take all the blame for everything that fucking goes wrong. And in the meantime, he can sell out and, appoint a few of his cronies to choice positions. And when he finishes his terms in office, he'll be hired to, do speaking tours, sit on a couple of boards of choice companies, He's set for the rest of his life, basically. Him and his family. Look at every other president for the last 20 years. They've done the same thing.
You want to hear something absolutely disgusting?
Sure.
Gordon Campbell is being awarded the Order of BC.
The fuck did he do?
Because he was a visionary. He was a visionary. No, he was a fucking drunk.
He's a fucking drunk who didn't spend time in jail because he knew the right people.
Yeah.
What the fuck, visionary for what? For creating ridiculous taxes in this province and then having the people revoke them? What did he envision? Did he envision a blowjob? Maybe that's what he's envisionary for. He envisioned a new form
quite
of
positive.
Blowjob.
Yeah.
A visionary.
Michael Dunahy's mother is another one who's getting it.
Michael,
because she does so much work with child finding, you see.
I sort of can agree.
Hello?
There. Yeah, I'm still here. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I can sort of agree with Dunahy's mother.
I'm here. She does a lot of work with child finding.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's taken a personal tragedy and she's turned it around
and
made a lot of good work come out of it.
I can sort of see that, you know. But
that one I can agree.
I can't see fucking Campbell. I mean, he's been a fucking... He was a useless premier. He stepped down, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's worse than a useless premier. I mean, there we go. Twat waffle of the week.
Twat waffle of the week. Gordon Campbell. All right. Well, I can... You know, I saw it when the people of British Columbia elected the Liberals to office in an overwhelming majority. I went, well, you fucking idiots, you just elected a premier equal to your collective intelligence, and that asshole and his party are going to destroy this province over the course of the next few years, which is exactly what he did.
Yep.
Because he started selling off our provincial assets. He sold off our ferry system. He sold off BC Rail. He sold off mass tracts of government land that had trees on it that they licensed out and made money on. He almost got approval for offshore drilling off the coast of BC.
Well, they're actually doing that now.
Oh, are they? Oh, then it came through quietly. I hadn't heard. I mean, when it first hit, it was very public. And of course, what they do with very public stuff like that is they go, okay, we won't do it, and they put it aside and they wait till public furor dies down, and then they bring it back very quietly.
Yeah,
it's very smart, actually. It's very
People in James Bay notice that there's a rig being towed out to the Strait about 2 weeks ago.
I didn't know that. They should have fucking...
3 o'clock in the morning, but they were making so much noise.
Uh-oh, there goes the thing.
It made so much noise. Oh.
Oh, it was... you got a very bad connection there. We lost you for a second.
Okay, well, yeah, people in James Bay noticed a very loud noise, and it was a drilling rig being towed out, and they've got permission to start drilling off the coast of BC. Federal permission.
Well, yeah, let's hope to hell they don't fuck it up like they did off the coast of out in the Gulf Coast of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, and then of course, that while we're on the topic of asinine politicians, you know, I'm sure Jack Layton was a very nice man, but he was a politician. Why the fuck does he deserve a state funeral when our troops don't deserve state funerals? I mean, these guys are doing more for our country than he did.
Yeah, that's true. He was a bit of an anal wipe. But thinking of that, when you're talking about funerals for military, did you get that one link I sent you about the men who guard the tombs of the unknown soldiers in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I've actually read that before. I didn't get yours, but I've read it before.
I didn't know that. There's a 24-hour guard on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers.
Rain or shine.
From World War II, or World War I, World War II, Korean War. Yep. I think Vietnam.
Yep.
They had Vietnam. But anyway, Vietnam War in Washington, D.C., that is guarded by a select core group. They've been there 24/7. For the last how many years, I forget, but without missing a day due to hurricanes, ice storms, yeah, blizzards. They have never left their post.
Nope.
That is just incredible, actually.
The next time, if I ever get down to Washington, D.C. again, Arlington Cemetery is one of my first fucking stops.
Yeah.
Because I want to go up, and, you know, I realize that the guys can't really talk to me.
Yeah,
but for someone to just go up and say, you know, as a former soldier, as a brother in arms, you know, thanks for what you guys are doing. I know that's gonna touch them.
Yep. Well, they take their job very seriously. But we got to wrap this up. We've had over an hour. I've got other shit to do, and we're gonna call this a wash for tonight, because it's been very entertaining and we've just sort of ran off all over the fucking place.
Yeah, we have.
And just for the finales here.
You can bang anything that you find in the holler, but don't touch your sister, she's mine.
There we go. And let's let's give it, that's it. That's the end of the music for it. You all have a good night. Just to let you know, some of the music you may have found here, listened to here, can be found on Mevio's music site. That's music.mevio.com. And that's it. And this podcast is copyright by me, if you can figure out who me is. And you can't rebroadcast it without me's permission. Mm. Oh, no, I own the copyright, man. Fuck you. It's mine. So when this becomes really
fuck you.
Big,
I'm the bastard.
I don't care who you fucking are, man. I'm doing all the recording. So anyway, in other words, people, suck, feel free to fucking rip it off and spread it far and wide because it's such great shit. We're out of here.
Fucking right. Pass it on to your friends. You know. Bye.
Bye.